small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is your Monday Patreon bonus episode. Yay! Woo! And this week's topic, we're going to be discussing soul music, and I decided to call this A Little Bit of Soul. Because on this show, not a lot of soul. But for this episode, we're going to give you a little bit.
A little bit of soul.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit of soul. I didn't call it Lil. Bit of soul though. Mm-hmm. And I didn't call it bit o soul.
No.
I called it little
bit o honey.
Bit of soul.
How do you come up with these things?
I'm telling you, it is quite a nightmare.
Incredible.
All right. We're drinking because we're recording at 6:30 PM.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you drink
that
in
is.
North Carolina.
Sure. Sure.
Tell everyone what you're drinking. It's a lady drink.
I am drinking. It's not a lady drink.
It is a lady drink. What are you talking about? Do you, if we watched a Western movie and a guy pushed open the double doors into the saloon, would he walk up to the bar and say, two fingers of rum chata, please? Would not say that.
That's a good point.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So I just gave it away. It's rum chata.
Rum chata. And if for anybody who's never had this, mm-hmm. it's delightful. It is rum plus horchata, which is like this mm-hmm. Mexican creamy drink.
Okay.
And then you add rum to it. It's
but you don't
nectar.
Add, but it's all in one. You
it's
don't
all
add
in
your
one.
Own rum.
It's rum chata.
I have rum over there if you want to add a little rum to it.
You know, this does not need more rum. I have to say, if you took a sip of it, you'd know.
Yeah, but I don't mind if you have more rum.
It's delightful.
Mm. Wink, wink. I don't mind if you have more rum.
Yes, I heard you.
Yeah, but I don't know if anyone else did.
Okay.
I'm having a very manly drink.
Yeah, really. Really, yours literally has a snowflake on it. It has a snowflake on it.
Let me see if it does.
It does.
No, that's a grizzly bear in the wild. Okay, it does have a snowflake on it. It's called Frostbitten, and it's from Yakima Valley, if I'm sure I'm saying that wrong.
I think it's Yakima.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yakima Valley.
I can't say names at all. I can't say names at all. It's from Yakima Valley, and it's an ice Riesling.
Mm.
Now, that's a very, very strong wine.
So this guy who comes into the saloon
and
opens those double doors, is he going to say, yes, could I have an iced Riesling? Is he going to say that?
He's going to say, hello, Fresco.
No.
All right.
No.
That might be what he says. Okay. This has 16.5%. Oh, no, that's not. Oh, here it is. 10.5% alcohol by volume. What does yours have?
I don't know. I can't read because I don't have my glasses here.
Hand it over. And I know your bottle is.
We need rock room Pilar glasses.
We don't. You do. This has. There's,
yes.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages.
That's what it says. Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, during pregnancy.
Got it.
This has 13.75
that's right.
alcohol by volume. So you are getting drunker.
That's right.
All right. Here, listen to this. It's got a screw top.
What is that? Is that supposed to be like, ooh, I've never heard that before. That screw top. It's
it
so
smells
bubbly.
Really nice.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to pour some.
It's just wine. It just sounds like pee.
It looks like pee, too. It does. What does that look like? What's that look like?
It really looks like pee.
It really looks like
pee. It's like kind of yellowy.
Yeah, like a urine specimen. Okay, let me.
Oh.
Got to get out on the trail tomorrow. We got to bunk down.
Give me some.
This is what they would drink in on Brokeback Mountain. That's what they would drink.
Oh, stop. Cut it out.
You cut it out. All right. Little bit of soul. What we had a it's Saturday. I had off today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a date day.
Yes.
And then I ruined it 5 minutes ago because I argued about where to put a clock.
Whatever.
Did I ruin the day?
Not yet.
Will I ruin it by the end of this hour?
We'll see.
What do we do? You went, my wife always buy stuff, then I have to build it. So I built a desk.
That's right. And then I watch you build the desk. It's hot.
Yeah, that's not true. You weren't even here when I built half the desk.
Yeah, I watched the other half get built. Pat is amazing at putting things together. And this is, I'm not being sarcastic at all. Like, he can, you know, all that IKEA stuff that people go crazy about. Like, Pat just like looks at it. He's like immediately knows how to do that.
You act like I'm carving a piece of furniture out of a solid wood block with a chainsaw.
He can hang anything. He can fix stuff. It's amazing. Like, he can actually fix stuff. Total props to you on that.
But
no,
most of the stuff
that
I fix doesn't need fixing. Pilar just doesn't know how to work.
Yeah. No, and then there's the stuff that, like, if something has wheels on it, Pat will take off the wheels. If something doesn't have wheels on it, Pat will put wheels on.
Yeah.
For some reason, he's just.
Like this
that
cart.
Is
I do not want wheels on this cart.
That's so annoying. But other than that.
She's talking about the cart that the podcast equipment's on.
I'm not talking about that.
What else in the house needs
wheels? Oh, my God. When we first lived together.
No. What? I'm talking about right now.
Oh, just right now?
You can't go back 30 years and go, he always takes wheels off and puts wheels on.
It's a habit.
If it was a habit, it would be happening right now. And you're going 30 years back to prove your point.
I'm just saying it's a 30-year-old habit. It's been happening for 30 years.
You really were raised by attorneys. I present to you, what do they call it when it's like A, B, their evidence...
Photo, yes.
Whatever.
That.
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Right, now I'm going to try this Riesling.
The pee?
I'm going to try this pee.
Okay.
It doesn't smell like pee.
Oh, thank God. I mean, ew.
It does not taste like pee.
Ah, is it delightful?
It's very sweet.
Oh,
it's gross. Very sweet wine.
Okay.
Now look, this is my glass full.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the bottle is gone?
Half.
Half the bottle's gone.
Yeah.
All right.
That's because it's made for petite women.
Drink your milk rum.
Are people like, hey, could you talk about the music? Like, do they must get impatient with all this.
I feel like this is the sweet spot of the show. It introduces our guest.
Okay.
Talks about our day.
All right.
It lets people know that. You know, like when you see those, when you see People magazine, when they had that section, like celebrities, they're just like you. They pick up their dry cleaning. That's what this is. We're internet celebrities.
What?
What? No, I'm kidding.
Have you met us? I don't think so.
I'm kidding. I don't know. I think people like this part of the show.
Okay.
That's what I think. Apparently someone doesn't. You don't like this part?
No, I just get worried.
What are you worried about?
Someone's
going to turn it off?
I get worried that people...
They can fast forward to the music spot.
Okay.
Look, I'm sure there's some people that don't. They don't give a crap that I put wheels on things or that I put a desk together. They don't care. Or that you're drinking rum and cream. Could you put that in your coffee?
Oh, yes, I could.
Have you ever put it in your coffee?
No, but I think I will.
Do you? Then will you do it every day?
That would be problematic,
would
right?
It?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you do put it in your coffee.
No,
every day.
I don't.
Okay.
But if I started doing that every day, that would be, I'd be that professor.
That's true.
I feel like.
I'm already getting a little bit of a buzz.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay, so then, the next thing that we did. No, we went to the mall, walked around the mall.
We sound so boring.
I'm just telling people that, you know.
Okay, yes, we
podcasters, they're just like you.
Okay, yes, we went to the mall.
Went to the mall.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Old Navy. I got a hoodie.
Getting more boring.
Yep. Pullover hoodie. What else did we do? Oh, we went to that pizza place.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's Grandpa Joe's Pizza in Winston-Salem. I love finding out like all the cute little restaurants and stuff around here. I'm on all these newsletters and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've been on a where's fun pizza kick.
Now it sounds like an old lady. I'm on all the newsletters. And when something new opens up, I go there and I get a slice.
And Pat's a pizza... He's crazy about pizza.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of good pizza.
So we found this place today. It was really good.
It was. And it's like, it's a Sicilian slices.
Yeah.
Slabs. They call it slabs.
It's slabs.
Get a slab. So I got one of those with some dipping sauce. And you got, I'm just going to say every detail of our day.
Yeah, really.
And then you got a root beer float.
I'm getting
then
bored.
Then we came home. Okay. Well, that's what we did today.
Okay.
Because I never have off on a Saturday, and you always have off on a Saturday.
It is my one day off.
I
don't book anything else. It used to be my class day, and nope.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's my day off.
Now you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
All right. And you went to an art show of some type with your friend Kim this morning?
Yeah.
All right. And you bought what is that thing? What do you call that thing you bought? It's a decorative dish.
I bought like a glass sculptural dish.
But it like has, you wouldn't eat.
Yeah, it has no use at all.
Yeah, you wouldn't eat food off of it. You wouldn't put candy in it.
It's layered glass. It's just a beautiful art piece.
It's a beautiful art piece. Yes. And if that makes you happy, that's fine.
Yes. I sit in the room. When I sit in this room, I don't feel guilty for buying my.
You should not feel guilty ever about buying any art piece.
Surrounded by.
For not, you don't have to feel guilty about buying any art piece. All right. A little bit of soul.
Okay.
Now, someone I believe suggested this, and I don't know who suggested it. I'm hoping someone that is participating suggested it, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love it. I'm so happy.
All right. Should I start since I'm the host? I'm going to start.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
play
a show.
I'm going to play a song first.
Oh, you mean, are you going to play? Okay.
I'm going to play a song first.
Are you sure it's soul?
I believe it's soul.
Okay.
This is Bobby Womack across 110th Street. And then you can tell me if it's soul or not. I think it is. So far, is it?
I don't know.
It's gotta be soul, right?
Feels soulful to me.
Already it's soul. Should have queued it up better though.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, enough didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to...
All right, was that soul?
Yeah.
Absolutely, it was soul. It's soul is in my blood.
Yes, yes.
Along with the Riesling.
Two white people deciding what's soulful. That, you got it.
All right, so let's go to our first listener.
Okay.
He's going to introduce his song.
Okay.
Make sure everything's working. All right, here we go. Craig Trombley.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, Pat. Craig Trombley from Ontario, Canada. Hope you're doing well. Artist I chose today is P.P. Arnold. She was originally an Ikeette with Ike and Tina Turner before going solo. And this track's from 1967. It's called Treat Me Like a Lady. And the producer credit on this is some guy named Mick Jagger. So hope you like it. Huh. Cheers.
Treat me like a lady. That's what she said. P.P. Arnold.
Yes.
Mick Jagger. You think Mick Jagger and this P.P. Arnold got frisky?
Well, who wouldn't get frisky with Mick Jagger?
I know, right? Yeah. Back in the day?
Yeah.
1967 Mick Jagger?
Sure.
Come on.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
Uh-huh.
Still with us. Still cute. Still fit.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how many kids Mick Jagger has.
I don't know.
So many.
I don't know.
That he knows about. I wonder how many that he knows about. All right, you ready for another one?
Yes.
You let me know when you want to play a song, too.
Okay.
Your headphones work now?
Yes.
All right. You should positive?
Yes.
All right. Let's keep this soul train rolling.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, Pat and Ross All listeners. This is Joe Thomas from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Yay. The soul song that I chose for this episode is Strawberry Letter 23.
You said South Carolina.
I know, but it's so close.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Joe. My wife's on your team.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally done by Shuggie Oates in 1971, and 6 years later, it was covered by the Brothers Johnson. So, Pat, thanks for letting me be part of the show. So, please enjoy from 1977, Johnson and their version of Strawberry Letter 23.
All right, Brothers Johnson. You know this song. Wonder what it means, Strawberry Letter 23. That one too.
There's going to be no stinkers on this show.
We don't. I mean, I assume there's never stinkers on this show.
Right. No, that's what I meant. There are never any stinkers on the show. What I mean is,
this show is not going to have any stinkers.
This is going to be great.
Do you want to bet that there's not going to be any stinkers? How much do you want to bet?
I only have $5.
Only $5 cash.
I only have $5, and I've been meaning to have this conversation with you.
Oh,
we're down this to our last $5, Pat. We spent the rest on your
pizza and Riesling
vinyl.
I did buy a vinyl album today.
Yes.
We were at, what was the, FYE, is that what it was called? 4 Year Entertainment, FYE was okay. The store. And they said out front they were having a sale on vinyl, mm-hmm. 10% off the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
This vinyl was so expensive, I couldn't believe it. I'm leafing through stuff. The first thing I see is this Gracie Abrams album, $69.
Crazy.
Ridiculous. So now I'm just looking through it, and I'm angry as right. I'm looking for it through it. And then I come to a section that said clearance.
Yes.
I'm like, maybe there's something good in here. And I found the Baby's Greatest Hits on 180-gram clear vinyl, I think remastered in 2023. For $15.
There you go.
So I bought it.
There you go.
And so now I have that.
Do people know that about you selling $15 now, it's 2025. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But when eBay was first invented,
mm-hmm.
literally first invented, you...
I think I've talked about this before. I had some CDs that were hard to get, like John Waite's solo album called Ignition. That one right there.
Yeah, which you're pointing to right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm pointing. It's autographed behind me. But I had that CD, and that was really hard to find. And I sold that on eBay for like $300+.
But you sold a Baby's CD, didn't you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I sold some Baby CDs too.
It was this Baby CD that everybody wanted, and then you gave one to Sean, and Sean ended up selling it too.
I think John Waite's the lead singer of the Baby, so that might be why you're confused, but it was this.
No, because what I remember too was they did an article
It's John Waite.
Okay.
It's John Waite's solo album. Then subsequently in another John Waite compilation, he mentions that people were getting...
Yes.
You know, and he mentioned, and I feel like he was talking about the one I sold.
I think so too.
So, yeah.
I think so too. But like, what an interesting time, you know, like, mm-hmm. like here, you just bought something for $15, right?
Yeah.
But you sold something.
Yeah. Like, and since then, that CD was re-released, and then I bought it again on CD, and it's just,
yeah,
it's everything is, this is what they do. This is what the entertainment companies do. They go, oh, now it's out remastered and it's got bonus tracks, or, oh, now it's on Blu-ray and it's got a documentary on it. So I'm always upgrading my
Yeah, because I was going to say, who falls for that? There you go.
Well, I fall for it. I've talked about that before. I'm the sucker that does it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Now, this is our friend Katie Ninas.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time Katie was on the show, she was said that she was listening to every episode from the beginning in order.
Oh, wow. Where is she? Well, if she caught up, she must have caught up because this is her now in the present, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think she listens to like these the Patreon episodes or what? Well, maybe she doesn't because she's must be a Patreon supporter. And that's why she knows it's time to send a song in. But I don't know if she's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, let's check in with Katie Ninas. Find out what she's got for us right now on the Rock Solid Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Katie Ninas from Southeastern Wisconsin with my pick for the Soul episode. My pick is Brittany Howard's Stay High from her 2019 solo album, Jamie. This one's a little different. It's got kind of a rock music sound to the music, to the instruments, and then her voice just comes in with such sweet, sweet soul sounds. It's wonderful. I just love it. 16 episodes left, and I'm blushing so hard at Pat and Pilar's kind comments about my voice.
Aww.
Thanks for doing these episodes. It's really great fun to participate. Enjoy.
That you come from, yeah.
That was great.
That was from 2019. That's Brittany Howard, and she fronts the band Alabama Shakes. You've probably seen them on Saturday Night Live when we were watching Saturday Night Live together. We probably saw Alabama Shakes.
That was great.
Good choice, Katie.
Okay. Katie bringing the voice again.
Now, what Katie didn't mention, because she probably didn't know it at the time of she was recording this intro, is she was the one that played Hanson on an episode recently, and I said, let's do a Hanson episode. So she finally got to that episode, and then she's been emailing me and sending me her songs and everything.
So, so cool.
We will be, I told her we'll be recording that probably not till after the new year, but we will be recording Katie Ninas. You'll get to hear her voice for a whole episode.
And is that going to be in Zoom or is that going to be in person?
No, she lives in, where did she say she lives? Did she say Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, we'll not be in person.
It's not that far. Come on, Katie.
What if she said you'd fly up here then?
No.
No, the studio's here.
Got to do it in the rock room.
All right. You just don't want me around anyone with that voice.
That doesn't make any sense for you to fly to Wisconsin.
I'm joking. That rum chata is really getting to you, isn't it? You finished your drink.
I did. Should I have another?
Yes.
Okay.
There you got to pour it at the microphone so it goes glug, 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 glug. No, that's you laughing. You're going to spill that on the carpet.
I'm not going to spill it on your red shag carpet.
First of all, it's not shag.
It's shag.
It's not. It's low pile.
It's not low pile.
It's low pile. It's not indoor, outdoor, but it's low pile.
Oh, God.
I love it. I have my shoes off right now. I have my socks off. Don't you like to put your toes in some carpet? That's what I know. That's what she said.
All right. Let's move
okay,
on.
Here we go. This guy you know.
Okay.
He's been to the house twice.
All right.
Kevin Hartbarger.
Kevin.
I mean, he's been to our other house too, but this house, he's been here twice.
That's awesome. Already.
Already he's been annoying us.
He brought us pickles.
He brought us pickles and hot sauce. And trouble. He brought trouble.
Grits. He did bring trouble.
Did he bring grits?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Kevin Hartbarger coming at you right now.
Oh, hi, everyone. It's Kevin Hartbarger checking in from Chicagoland. One of my favorite fun facts about the Billboard charts is that Billy Ocean had 3 number one hits and they all had 8 words in the title. Now, you can fact check me on this, but they were Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the Run.
8.
Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
8.
And There Will Be Sad Songs to Make You Cry.
8.
So those all kind of count on contractions and made up words like gotta to get there, but it's true. And when he put out When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going, well, that's 9 words. And so that song only went to number 2. Now, the first time we ever heard from Billy Ocean here in the U.S. Was his 1976 hit, Love Really Hurts Without You,
okay,
which is 5 words. Therefore, it only went to number 22
makes
in
sense.
The U.S. But number 2 in the U.K. was his first big hit, and it's an awesome Northern Soul classic. So let's hear it from 1976. It's Billy Ocean, Love Really Hurts Without You. Thanks, Pat, and everyone. Enjoy.
I don't know this song. Do you know it?
You know, I thought I knew it, but it's just that it was such a similar riff.
Yeah.
That's a riff that starts a lot of songs like this, but that was a great song.
I like that better than any of his other songs that went to number 1. That's a great song.
Although, can we agree that Kevin's a huge nerd? Can the counting of the words? Really, Kevin?
I would never call my friend a nerd.
Nerd.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I mean, that one went deep with... Like
he's giving information.
Really?
What do you want someone to say when they make this their intro? Do you not want them to
I respect it. I respect
it. Doesn't sound like you did.
How sort of like deep everyone, you know, everybody goes to some real fun facts with this stuff.
You know what, if Kevin Hartbarger was in the room at the time and he was saying all that stuff, I would have played this.
There you go.
Guys are nerds.
See?
Nerd talk.
He earned that.
Steve O'Dockerson.
That's a badge of honor.
It is a badge of honor in that place.
Yes.
I don't know why you're making fun of the listeners.
I'm not making fun of the listeners.
Do you feel like...
I'm impressed.
Do you feel like you're... close enough with Kevin Hartbarger that you can make a joke like that.
He brought me pickles.
Okay. All right. Here comes another one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. I don't know why I'm clicking play and it's taking so long and then I have to ramp up.
That's weird.
It is strange.
Hey, Pat, any guest hosts, and all you rock solid listeners out there. This is Thomas Wallace from Florence, Alabama, with my selection for the A Little Bit of Soul episode. Since so many of the world's best soul songs were recorded right across the beautiful Tennessee River and Muscle Shoals, you know I'm picking one of those. So I've chosen I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers.
Yes.
And we're going to start it at the 148 mark, because that's when Mavis calls out Swamper's bassist David Hood, or as she likes to call him, Little David. On October 5th, 2019, I had the great pleasure of seeing that moment reenacted live in the same park where I grew up playing Little League Baseball, at Jason Isbell's first Shoals Fest. I hope y'all enjoy the song, and as always, Pat, thanks for letting us participate in these episodes.
Oh,
those. You can't go wrong with that song, no matter who covers it. It's so good. But that was terrific. I don't think I've ever heard this one. Yeah.
This is your favorite episode of all time that you've done, I think.
I was so bummed last time we were here and you were saying you were going to do a soul episode and that you might get somebody else hosting it. I was like, no, I really, really, really want it. You know, it's
I wouldn't do this one without you.
What's so great is just that, like, if a soul song comes on sort of randomly, it's really hard not to move to it. It's hard not to feel something. Mm-hmm, it's hard not to kind of, you know, connect with somebody over it, you know, and it's just,
That's true.
Yeah, that's how I feel about all the songs everybody's playing.
All right. Now I'm going to play another one.
Okay.
By The Four Tops.
Okay.
The first time I heard this song was not the Four Tops version. Mm-hmm. It was a remake by a band called KC and the Sunshine Band.
the least soulful.
The least
band
soulful
of all times.
I bet if we saw a picture of KC and the Sunshine Band from back in 1976 or 75, he's probably the only white guy in the band. I bet the rest of the band are more soulful.
Am I getting, you know what, I'm probably getting things mixed up.
I thought KC and
the Sunshine Band was all white guys.
I don't think it is.
No?
No. KC is. Harry Casey or KC
okay.
is. Yeah.
All right.
Put on your boogie shoes, all those songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
I could be wrong too, but I don't think it's all white guys.
Okay.
All right. This is Four Tops with It's the Same Old Song.
Okay.
Think of that one.
Yeah, it's always a great song.
And you can imagine how great KC and the Sunshine Band.
Of course.
I mean, they nailed it, right?
Of course.
All right. Moving on. Now you let me know when you want to jump in with one of yours.
Well, I'll jump in. I'm like kind of surprised. I thought that this whole thing would be just filled with Aretha Franklin songs.
No.
Does
no,
anybody?
Because you know why? Because it's too easy.
Well, I'm going to go.
It's
the
just too easy.
I'm going to go the too easy route. Then sometimes, like if it's right, the simplest answer is because it's the best answer. And I'm going to go with. Okay, I'm going to go with talking about an entire album. Okay, when I was 18 years old, freshman year, at Bard College,
okay,
New York State. And at that time, where Bard was, there wasn't anything around except one bar called Adolph's. And when I was 18 that year...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You just don't tell me there's a bar called Adolph's.
Adolph's.
And we move by that.
I know.
That's a little... That's not a good name for a bar.
I know it isn't. But that's what it was called.
Okay.
Okay. And the thing
and
was...
And you as a Jewish person should not be going
I
to that bar.
I wasn't even thinking about it. I didn't think much about anything then. I was All just right. sort of in the moment. So I
was rewarded with the Pilar that thinks too much.
Yes.
Great.
Because that Pilar should have thought maybe, you know, a little. Because that year, the drinking age had not been raised yet. It was raised the next year to 21 in New York.
All right. So how old were you allowed to drink then at this time?
18.
That's not right.
I know. And I was 18, freshman in college. There was this bar. We all went to it.
Adolph's.
And this album would play. And it was Aretha Franklin Gold. And
what kind of drinks did they have? Did they have like specialty drinks at Adolph's? Like did they have the Heilball?
I just drank... It was just watery beer. Just
All right.
watery beer.
All right.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
And the minute that they would play this album, I just, you know, I was on my feet and I was dancing like the drunk 18-year-old I was, right? And it became this just precious album to me. And I just played it and played it and played it. And for years and years and years and years, like, it followed me into my adulthood. And I can't, for a while, I couldn't, like, cook a meal without it. Like, it would always go on and stuff like that. And then, as you're right, I became more serious and all this stuff. And then the other day, I forget what I was cooking, but I was like, I'm going to listen to that album.
Okay.
And I asked Pat to find it for me. And I think he was kind of surprised that I knew every single song on it.
She did.
I knew at one point he like skipped a song or backtracked or something. And I was like, hey.
That's not the order.
That's not what's coming on next.
And that's not like, how we did it at Adolph's.
You know, I was just like, so I love this so much. There isn't one bad song on it. So it was really hard for me to pick one. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe what I would just do is just go to the first song of side one of Aretha Gold and play from the very first second.
Okay.
And this, you know, it may just be a bunch of intro, but it's the thing that always gets me on my feet dancing.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and it's I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, side one, song one,
all right.
Second one.
I like how you weren't going to say the song. All right, here it comes. I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You.
Yeah.
I assume this is a dedication.
You're no good.
What the fuck? It's bullshit.
You're lying and you're cheat. And I don't
it's a dedication.
Mm-hmm. I let you do these things to me. My friends keep telling me that you ain't
It's fantastic, and it's from the album I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, and that was the mono version. I actually have this whole album in my iTunes.
Oh, so that was what you pulled it from?
I pulled it from that, but okay. I mean, it's the same song that's going to be on Aretha's Gold.
Yeah.
I keep coming up with drinks that they might have served at Adolph's. Like, did you ever have a Jack Boot and Coke? That's probably something that was popular there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to come back with another song later, right?
That was it. Like
that's it.
It's the whole album. I can't. There's
all right.
There's nothing. I might play another song from the album.
All right,
but that I love that, and also everybody else. We haven't even gotten halfway through with the list.
You don't know. You can't even see the list. We could have four songs left.
I can count.
What do you mean?
Didn't you say we have like 15 people?
Yeah, I might be wrong. We might have more or less.
More? Let's go.
No, we're good. It's good. We're moving all right along.
Okay. Not really.
No, you're right. I just looked at the time.
Yeah.
All right. This is our date. This is our date day.
I know, but does everybody really have to?
Look, when you worry about people like getting bored or something, when you talk like the episode's not going well, that makes people who are listening go, yeah, you know what? This episode sucks.
But do you remember that time that like it went so long that I literally had to like leave and then Rita had to sub in for me because I had to go sleep?
That's because you were a party pooper. I was drunk that time.
Yes, you were so drunk.
And you don't send your child in to record with their drunk dad. Yeah. That's not good parenting.
Yes, you do. Who else is going to do it?
It's not good parenting at all.
That's how I was raised, to be honest.
And
with
why
you.
Was I drunk? I wasn't drinking that much.
You're never drinking that much. You get drunk really quickly.
Okay, fair enough. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, my dear, sweet friends. It's Steve R. Dockerson coming to you from Hob the Troll's Bridge at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Festival, the only troll bridge in the world with Wi-Fi. As you can tell, I was born in Detroit proper, and then my parents moved us out into the middle of nowhere, but Motown music was everywhere. There wasn't a single person that I knew who, you know, didn't love it, and I'm eternally grateful for hearing so much of it, especially in my youth. The Spinners, they formed in Detroit in 1954, I think, and they, you know, they had hits in the 60s and in the 70s, and, you know, a lot of different sounds, lots of different backing bands, recording studio musicians, but the Bobby Smith-led single I'll Be Around in 1972 was, it was just a fixture, and it's a mental patient song for me. Please start the song at the beginning and just bathe in all of the magic. And if anybody else picks this song, I'm glad they have such exquisite taste, but please delete them from this recording, please and thank you. I love you all. Goodbye.
How you doing, rock solid and rock solid people? Tom Neuerberg here in Northern California. My favorite soul song? Well, it's also the first favorite song I ever had as a kid by my first favorite artist as a kid. The song is I'll Be Around, and the artist, The Spinners. Love this one. Thanks.
I don't know why Tom's intro jumped like that, but I think we get the gist.
Yes.
I don't know if I know this song.
Yes, you do.
I know. This was our wedding song.
It was not. That's great. That's great.
I should make a soul playlist for the kitchen.
Sure.
That way we won't just have to hear David Bowie, UFO, and Stevie Nicks.
Oh, that'd be nice.
In the kitchen.
That would be nice. So Steve-O and Tom Neuerberg.
Yep.
Picking the same songs.
Two people that were both to our house in California.
Yeah. Have they met each other?
I don't know if they were ever in the same room at the same time anywhere. It's possible. Hmm. Certainly possible.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you said earlier that there's $5 on the line.
Okay.
Right?
I can't remember what we bet on.
You said there wouldn't be any clunkers.
It was so many drinks ago. Yes.
All right. How many drinks have you had now?
Okay. It's just really almost two. Just that's all.
Almost two.
Yes. That's all. All right.
Drink like you're at Adolph's.
I can't do anything like I used to at Adolph's. So...
Why not?
Sorry, Pat.
Try.
No.
What do you mean, sorry, Pat? What's that mean?
Just, you know.
No, I don't know. What were you doing at Adolph's?
I was 18.
Were you in the bunker? All right, here we go. This might be a clunker.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
All right.
Because I don't know what this is.
Well, don't brand it till we
hear
it.
Hey, everybody, it's Kyle from the Woods of Western Mass. And for my funeral song, I'm going to go with Ride Out. Jesus, I just saw that. Okay, wrong episode. So this is going to be the soul episode. And for that, I'm going to piss some more people off with my choice. I'm going with the song I heard this past week. Learned it from a friend, Lewis. The names have been changed to protect the guilty. But it just struck a chord, mostly just because of the music. It's a cover also, so that's kind of weird. But it's from the band, and when I say band, it's not a band. It's from the Offering called Funktalica. It's an AI reimagining of Metallica songs.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
So I understand AI is a touchy subject, especially with artists. I can hear Steve-O Dockerson throwing his phone into the ocean right now.
And Kyle is an artist.
And usually I would not choose something with AI because AI is it's like C-3PO in Attack of the Clones. It's not fully built. It's not all the way there yet. It does a lot of things really well and does some things really not great. But as much as you can hate it, and I do hate it on a lot of angles, there's always one or two things that it does where it makes you laugh, it makes you smile, makes you say, hey, that was kind of good, or helps you out in some way, depending on what you're using it for. So in this instance, this song from Metallica that somebody reimagined as a funk song, and I also don't understand that's not soul, but this is as close as you're going to get with me today. It sounded great. It really matched up perfectly. I don't understand why somebody hasn't thought of this before and done an actual, you know, tribute album of funk metal. Maybe they have, and I haven't seen it. But this is the first time I've seen it before or heard it. So I guess my choice for soulless soul song, which is so Inception-y, I'm going to go with Funktalica and Seek and Destroy.
Okay, so I'm assuming this is going to be a Metallica song, Seek and Destroy, done in the style of funk.
Yes, by AI.
By AI.
Yes.
But is funk soul?
Well, that's what he just said. Like, yeah, that's not really, but he said that's as good as we're going to get right now. So
let's find out.
Okay.
Here we go. So far, I'm okay with it. You do not want to give it any cred.
I just want to hear it.
We're scanning the scene in the city tonight. We're looking for you to start up the fight. There's an evil feeling in our brains, but it's nothing new. You know it drives us insane.
Now, do you know the Metallica song that it's riffing off of?
Metallica is not in my wheelhouse, but I just found it on iTunes Music Store, and I'm going to play some of Seek and Destroy from the album Kill 'Em All.
Why don't you do it?
Okay, and then we'll see.
Okay.
Because that sounded pretty good. Like, if his ramp up would have just been, this is blah, blah, blah with Seek and Destroy, we would have never known.
We would have been fooled.
We would have been fooled. Okay. So this is Metallica, Seek and Destroy.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know if we're going to get to vocals. This is just what iTunes plays.
Well, now I'm going to give you $5.
For that song?
Yeah.
What did you, but look, you and I, neither one of us like AI.
Yeah, because
it's taking jobs away.
Different reasons.
It's going to eventually take jobs away.
Mm.
You think that it's going to be, it's going to take over the world like the Terminator.
I know it will.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I mean, not like the Terminator. It will do it in a different way, but yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, but in all seriousness, what did you think of Seek and Destroy by Funktalica?
Scarily worked, right?
Scarily worked.
Yeah, that's
it
the
really
thing.
Did. That's what it, that is what the thing is.
It's not that some of this stuff is just so bad. It's that what's scary is some of it's so good. And
yeah.
And it's but it's stealing, right? In this case, it's saying we're stealing, right?
Yeah, in this case, it's saying we've taken this song,
yeah,
and we've put it through a soul funk conduit, or what do you want to
call
it? Transference machine. So I don't know what I'm saying.
It's like
right
a
now.
Game. So that's kind of fun. And, yeah. And, you know, as long as you're transparent with what you're doing, mm-hmm. it's when people are sort of saying, oh, look at this original piece that I came up with yeah. on AI, but they're really scraping
right.
all of these things that musicians yeah. have worked really hard to do. And same thing with art, same thing with writing, same thing, you know, that it's just a bunch of human IP that's right. that's been put out there.
Well, I would never replace you with an AI
yet
co-host.
Yeah.
But I would maybe use AI to try to create an 18-year-old Pilar from Adolf's.
Oh, look. Good. Good Lord. Good Lord.
All right. You ready for the next one? We only have a few, actually. We have a couple left.
Can I recommend a podcast?
You want to recommend a podcast?
I want to recommend a podcast. Yes.
Is it your podcast?
No. No.
What's the podcast about?
AI.
Is it a pro-AI podcast?
It is not. It is making, it goes into the history of it. It goes into the different schools of thought about it. Mm-hmm. It goes into the maybe this will happen, therefore, or maybe this will happen. This might be what we could do about it.
Okay.
And it's called The Last Invention.
Oh.
And I believe it's an NPR-produced kind mm-hmm. of podcast. It is really good. I'm learning a lot from it. And no, it's not taking any kind of positions. It's just educating.
It's just educating.
Yeah, and it's
which is what I try to do with
very
this podcast.
Good.
That's exactly what I try to do with this podcast. Okay, and say the name of it one more time.
It's called The Last Invention.
Last Invention.
Because AI literally is.
Okay, yeah. And this is the next intro.
Okay.
Hi, Pat and the rest of Rocksoy crew. Richard Birch here from London, UK. And trying to pick a song for this patron episode, my favourite soul song, is so, so difficult, as there's so many great songs out there. In the end, I decided it was a toss-up between a song called Joy and Pain by a group called Maze that was played everywhere when I was running around the soul clubs in London in my late teens, early 20s. It's a massive hit over here, played everywhere, and I still have it on my playlist today. But my favourite type of soul is Northern Soul. So the song I picked is a song that was a massive hit in the sort of late 60s over here in the Northern Soul scene. It was re-released in the 80s by the Pet Shop Boys. It's by Gloria Jones, and it's called Tainted Love. I'm sure you've all heard it. Brilliant song. Makes you want to get up and dance. Hope you all enjoy it. Cheers. Bye.
Like that version better than the original.
Yes, and now Richard, you said it was the Pet Shop Boys, but I think you meant Soft Cell. I don't like to correct the listeners, but I think I don't know of a version by Pet Shop Boys, but I definitely know a version by Soft Cell. But either way, that's Gloria Jones, and that was a great version.
Yeah,
really good. All right, next up, we got a guy, a new Patreon supporter, does not give his last name. But it gives his first name. So next time, David, give your last name too. It's just fun. And you can tell where you're from and all that stuff. Yes, sir.
So I don't know if you've noticed, but some of the intros have been skipping a little bit. It wasn't just that one time. It's been happening a little bit here and there. But we're definitely getting the whole gist
I'm just clicking on it and playing it. So there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just pointing it out because if anybody else is noticing it.
Yeah.
I'm Pat's just
I'm just click
it.
And play.
So there might be a little something going on, but we're getting the meat of what everybody's saying.
Could be something with the interface of iMusic or iTunes or whatever you want to call it.
Let's blame them. Yes.
But here's the next one. It's AI's fault.
AI, yes, for sure.
Hello, Pat. It's David from Boston, Mass., a Patreon member of all of 2 months. It was interesting that when the email came out about soul music, it was actually the 13th anniversary of my dad's passing. I mean, my dad loved rock music. He loved The Who, The Stones, The Hollies, but he really loved soul. So I grew up hearing Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, Bill Withers, but he especially loved Otis Redding. I remember being in high school, seeing Pretty in Pink, and when Ducky's dancing to Try a Little Tenderness, I felt so cool afterwards because I'm like, that's Otis Redding. And someone's going to choose this song, so I want to go deeper into Otis's catalog. I want to go with some of his posthumous releases that Steve Cropper actually produced, and I believe Booker T and the MGs are the backup band on all this. So you kind of have a dealer's choice. I'm going to give you 3 songs. One's slower, mid-tempo, up-tempo. So Champagne and Wine, Direct Me, Change Man. Choose whichever one you want, but I want everyone to hear those songs because my dad loved all those songs and everyone should hear them. So thanks, Pat, and cheers.
I went mid-tempo with the song Direct Me. He said I could choose 1 of the 3.
I done cried a river with tears, this you may not believe, but I've been crying for 5 long years, a friend of all my fears. Love has got me now in a terrible bag. I done lost the best little woman that I've ever had. So direct me straight to my baby love. Direct me straight to my womb.
Great.
All right, David, thank you for participating in your first Patreon episode.
Yay.
Rock in peace to your dad. He would be so proud that you have embraced Otis Redding and the music that your dad introduced you to. And that was a fantastic song that I had never heard before.
Ooh, new Monday idea.
Well, I have my next one. I have my next one already.
Right. But can I throw one out for some other time?
Is it going to be songs that we partied to at Adolph's?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever done one about a song that was introduced to you through your parents?
I have not.
That could be fun because even though you and your parents have different tastes.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a song, right? And like everybody has that one album that their parents had that mm-hmm. they would play and like that stuck in their head or whatever. Okay. Like that all could right. be a really fun all one.
Right. Hey, look, maybe that'll be for January.
Yeah.
Because in December, here's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This was suggested by Travis Kennedy, T-Kev. That's not right. T-Ken.
Okay.
I'm not even drinking. I'm not even drunk when I say that. T-Ken. Travis Kennedy. We call him T-Ken. We don't. Okay, anyway. Travis Kennedy suggested gateway songs.
Okay.
Now, here's what that is. Gateway song is, let's say you had never heard the band Cheap Trick before.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one song that I would play for you that I feel would be the perfect Cheap Trick song and the perfect song to get you to want to listen to more of that band?
That's
a gateway song.
But wouldn't the gateway song also
already laid the ground rules down for the gateway song.
Okay.
Now you're gonna come in and you're gonna decide that it's something different.
Sounds like a really good rule. Okay.
I didn't come up with this, Travis did, so anything you say now is gonna be shitty.
Okay, all right. No, it's a great idea.
Okay.
Great idea.
Now you can I'm open to you telling me this after we record.
Okay.
But I don't want it to go out to the air because then people would get confused.
So just to reiterate what it is if you were going to sort of like make somebody a drug addict for this particular band or whatever, what would be the song that you would play that you know could get them addicted?
Right. Oxycontin would be what I would use. Or fentanyl. But yes, any band you like. Like, for example, if you wanted to introduce someone to Aretha Franklin, what's the one song you would play? It the would one that you just
be,
played?
No, it would have to be Respect.
It would be Respect. Okay, right, fantastic. Right. And then people would either want to continue listening to Aretha Franklin or not want to continue.
Right, but if you don't like that one, you're out. And right. if you've never heard her, you're so in. Yeah.
Yes, there you go. So that's what it is. So Travis Kennedy, we call him T-Ken. We don't really, but that's what's going on for the December episode.
Sounds good.
Are you going to be here for that one?
I hope so. Where else would I be?
I don't know.
I don't think I'm on.
What days are you busy? And then I'm going to figure out when to record.
Well, our New York trip was just postponed. So remember, we have another Saturday in our future.
Okay, now, so you don't think people are bored by that little thing, tidbit you put in there? Like earlier you said people are bored by us going to the mall.
Well,
and
you just asked me when we're free.
Okay.
When I'm free. So I'm just saying like.
So the Saturday that we were supposed to go to New York.
Yeah. We're both off again. We could do this again.
And is that the 5th or the 6th?
That is the 6th.
All right. Well, I gotta post it quickly so that people can get their things in.
Okay.
That sounds like a good idea.
I don't know.
That sounds like a good idea. Let's get it out of the way.
Don't work around me, man. Because also,
yeah, man.
We were going to go to the outlet, remember?
Let me tell you something, brother.
Don't work around me. I will fit around your schedule.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. You do not want to work around my schedule, dude.
So, yeah, you just give people their usual deadline.
Look, my man, you lay down the deadline and I'll be here.
I'm serious.
But do not work around me.
I live with you. I can roll into this rock room at any point.
Dude, look, I love to roll into the rock room with you and we lay down these heavy beats. Like this one coming up from Mr. Tony Greathouse.
Okay.
Hit it.
Hey, y'all. Tony Greathouse in East Alabama. Man, what a subject. Soul music. I had to think about this one a long time. Something everyone knows or some unrated gem. But you know I have to do my thing. And you know, in Alabama, we have some faults. But one thing we can do, well, several things we can do, a couple of them. Cooking and music. Especially soul music from North Alabama.
Making love.
Yes, I'm talking about Muscle Shoals, and you knew I would, baby. We're going to go with Dan Penn, who wrote songs for Percy Sledge. Otis Redding. He wrote Do Right Woman for Aretha. He wrote Dark End of the Street. He wrote I'm Your Puppet. He wrote Cry Like a Baby. The man could write. A Southern man with soul. Like me, man.
That's right.
Funk and twang. And my favorite song of his, one of my favorite songs ever, is Don't Lose Your Good Thing. Man, the pleading, he's pleading, man. It's soulful. Pat, play it about 155, that's the outro. I think we'll get a good sample of what the song is, but I wish you guys would listen to the whole thing. And Pat, Pilar, y'all have a good weekend, and y'all... be sweet.
I'm just a fool to keep on loving you, but I won't. Lord, honey, I need you so bad, so bad. Keep on. Don't miss your water till your well runs dry. Plead, plead, honey, don't lose your good thing. I just couldn't stand. See you cry.
It's going to go right into the next intro. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. I'm not someone who knows a whole lot about the soul genre of music. But after just a bit of digging, I picked Didn't I by the Philly soul group, the Delphonics. This song was a pretty big hit for them in 1970, reaching number 3 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 10 on the pop chart. This recording also won them a Grammy for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a Group or Duo. I mainly knew this song because it's featured prominently in the 1997 Quentin Tarantino movie Jackie Brown, but it's also been covered by everyone from Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle to New Kids on the Block and to none other than Daryl Hall. Pat, please play this soulful ballad, Didn't I, Delphonics, and thanks for these Patreon episodes.
Yeah, that one skipped.
I'm telling you, they've been doing it.
It's very strange. This is the Delphonics. Thank you, George Worley. Good pick, George. What do you think of that one, Pilar?
That's what I thought.
All right.
I thought it was great. I think I'm still like stuck on Tony's introduction because I was just thinking, yeah, he is the most soulful Southern man ever. It's so funny. That really does sum him up.
That's how he gets the ladies.
That last song was nice and mellow.
All right. Let's get another one going. We have a few more. Almost there, though.
Okay.
We're going to get it here in under 90 minutes. That's the sweet spot, right? 90 minutes is the sweet spot.
I think so. Yeah. I think after that, yeah.
After that what? What happens after that? You're literally, when you say that, you're insulting every episode Mike Schmidt ever recorded with me.
Well. The Mike Schmidt ones I've never really listened to, but
oh my God,
you're in here for so long.
It's so much fun.
You and Mike are together.
It's so much fun.
It's like yesterday by the time, or tomorrow. I can't even talk. It's like tomorrow by the time you're
good
done.
Good going, Rum Chata.
I know.
So the next time Schmidt's going to be on is this one, folks. Peter Criss has a new album coming out, and you know that's not going to be good. So Mike and I are going to do a track by track first listen of the new Peter Criss album, simply called Criss. And folks, that will be your Christmas Day episode.
Oh.
So kick the family to the curb, light a fire, go to your man cave, grab your bourbon, turn up the podcast and listen to me and Mike Schmidt. It's going to be a merry Kissmas via Peter Christmas.
Oh,
with me and Mike Schmidt. How about that?
Okay, that is quite the present. Yeah. Oh my goodness,
that is quite a present.
What day have you reserved to do this?
Here's the deal.
Okay,
I believe that album is released on the 19th of December,
mm-hmm.
and I plan on doing it that night.
You realize one of your own children are coming in the 20th, and the very next day the 21st.
Do you realize Peter Criss is 80 years old? Do you realize he's the original Catman from the rock band Kiss? Do you realize he hasn't released an album, a rock and roll album like this? It's going to suck. But in maybe 2 decades?
I guess I'll pick up Ezra from the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was I supposed to pick them up?
No. I guess I'm
not. No, was I supposed to pick them up?
Actually, I don't know.
Okay. Well, it looks like I'm not.
Yeah. No All kidding.
Right. Here's the next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Hello to Pat.
Aww.
Any esteemed co-host that you have, and to the Rock Solid listeners, this is Ian Beresford in the home of Nigel Tufnell of Spinal Tap's cheese shop, Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England. My choice for the latest Patreon-created episode, Soul Songs, is Come On Train by Don Thomas. I don't think this is a hit anywhere, but it's a great song. Don Thomas was a member of the Drifters for a couple of years. I think it came out in about 1973. It's a great tune. I hope everyone enjoys it. I hope everyone's well. And as always, Pat, thanks for the great content. Bye for now.
Oh, how I long, yes, I long to see her smile first. But I know it's been so long. I hope it's not too late. So come on, train!
I like this a lot. because it rocks a little.
Yeah.
And I love drums. All right, I'm going to go right into the next intro. You ready, honey?
Yep.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peek here. Soul, like other genres of music that have spanned over many decades, it's really hard to just pick one song. And looking over the songs that I'm aware of, I think the era that I love the most would be the songs of the 60s. The Motown sound and anything that fell under that sound is probably my favorite. But for me to pick a song, I went back to what I think is the earliest soul song I ever heard, which is Your Love Keeps Lifting Me, Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson. The song was featured in the movie Ghostbusters 2, which I saw as a kid as it was released, so I have fond memories of hearing this song. It's a definitive soul song that really sets up how the sound would be for the rest of the 60s, and I just think it's a really fun song. So please enjoy Lifting Me, Higher and Higher. Take it away, Pat.
Sorry about the skip, Alex. This is a great song.
Course.
That's a great tune. Thank you, Alex Peek. So if you're listening right now and you're wondering, hey, how do these people get to send an intro in and be part of the show? You just go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And for just $2 a month, you can win prizes and you can participate in these episodes. Now, prize-wise, this Thursday, our episode is an interview with Bill Janovitz. Bill is the lead singer and guitar player in the band Buffalo Tom, but we're not talking about Buffalo Tom and Buffalo Tom music this time. We're talking about his new book called The Cars, Let the Stories Be Told. I've got two copies of that book to give away in conjunction with Thursday's episode. And how do you win? Go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast, and for $2 a month, you can win this book. Now, if you win this book, let's say you signed up this week for $2 a month and you win this book. You've already won a prize that's worth more than you will pay in a year of $2. Does that make sense? Because the Burke book is worth more. The book is worth more than $24. Anyway, I've read this book. A lot of times when I interview someone, I have not read the book, but I did read this book cover to cover. And if you are a Cars fan, you will not be disappointed. He gets into every aspect of every album and the nitty-gritty of the personalities in the band, The Cars. And with that, let's continue right now with Mr. Jerry Riggs, who usually brings the rock, but this week he's going to, I assume, bring the soul.
Hello, Pat, any guest who might be sitting in, and the Rock Solid community. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. Question for you, Pat, and your listeners. What happens when you put a duck in a microwave? It's Bill Withers. Since we are talking about Bill Withers, I picked a song from him for this soul episode.
Jerry.
I chose the song Lonely Town, Lonely Street from his second album called Still Bill, released in 1972. This song is the opening track from that album. Other songs on this album are Use Me and Lean On Me. Thanks, Pat, for these episodes. You and your listeners be safe and keep rocking.
You can live your life. You can walk along the crowded street. But the city really ain't no bigger. Than the friendly
All right, folks, so that's Jerry Riggs, and his friend is Dwayne Hoffman. Dwayne Hoffman is going to be our next intro, but here's what I want to tell you.
What?
First of all, I have to get my tongue in order.
Let's do it.
In September, young Kyle, former producer of this show, he's going to be coming here, and Hector Contreras is also going to be coming here, and we are going to go see Iron Maiden in North Carolina. You know who else is coming to that show?
Who?
Jerry Riggs and Dwayne Hoffman.
What?
So they have got to get over here to the Rock Room, and they have got to record an episode or two with me, right?
Right. Date in right. September, right? This is all September.
September 2026. God willing that I'm still on the planet.
Oh, yes.
We will be rocking out to Iron Maiden.
Yes.
So with that, let's have the other guy that rocks, Dwayne Hoffman, and his intro for some soul music. Here we go.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. My dad had an album when I was a kid that made me fall in love with 60s soul music. It was a compilation album by Atlantic Records called The Super Hits. And it had Wilson Pickett, Percy Sledge, Aretha Franklin, Booker T and the MGs, to name a few. The lead track from this album was Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave, a longtime favorite of mine. Just take it from the top, Pat. Thanks.
Yep, this has like a Blues Brothers vibe for sure.
Brothers were, they were doing these guys.
Oh, I know they were.
These guys weren't doing the Blues Brothers.
Look, I know Blues Brothers music is not original music. I know that. I'm not stupid. Podcast for 15 years.
But it's cool that it brought you in, you know. It probably introduced a lot of kids like you to a soul sound, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Blues Brothers for you.
Not everyone was hanging out.
For me.
Yeah. Okay. A lot different. A lot different upbringing. What we can agree on is in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
most white people found out about soul music mm-hmm. when they went to see The Big Chill.
You mean, yes.
Because of The Big Chill soundtrack.
Yeah, The Big Chill soundtrack. Well, you mean Motown music in general.
Well, but that's soul music too.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean, yes. I loved The Big Chill soundtrack so much.
Please remember to yes and me.
Yes, and I loved The Big Chill soundtrack.
Yes,
so
I mean everyone did.
Much. It was so great. Oh
All
my
right.
God.
So get ready to wash dishes and dance.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me.
All right.
So me and my best friend, Lori Jordan, all right, we saw that movie so many times. Like everybody else was seeing like The Goonies and stuff like that. We were seeing The Big Chill. And we just loved it. And we made this pact. You'll be interested in this pact.
Sure, I will.
We made this pact that
yeah.
if one of us couldn't have a baby, that we would let the other person's husband sleep with each other.
Get her on the phone. Because I want to find out if I have a shot with Lori. Who is it? Lori Jordan?
Lori Jordan.
I didn't even care what her name is.
Yeah. Well, you.
What did she look like?
You had. I don't think she had kids, to be honest with you. So I guess.
What? It's not too late, Lori.
It isn't. Yeah,
it is
right.
too late. It is too late, but it's not.
Come on over. Get your bathrobe on, Lori.
I feel like we should try. It could be, you know, immaculate conception of some sort.
I don't think that was...
When you went to... Was this... What grade were you? Was this a high school person?
This was a high school person.
Were they at your high school reunion when you went?
No.
Are you friends with them on Facebook?
We are not friends on Facebook, unfortunately, no.
Do you have any idea what this woman might look like?
Lost touch. She was a very cute blonde at
so far
the
so
time.
Good
yes
slower talk slow
yes and she became a human rights lawyer. How about
I'm
that
I'm trying to figure out if that helps my cause or hurts it.
Might hurt it.
All right,
but yes, I remember us making this pact with
all right
each other.
Well, you had your children, so her husband has no claim.
Yeah,
but if she didn't have
fair.
No, here's I'm doing the math here.
Mm-hmm.
Book me a flight. Where does she live?
I believe in Washington State.
All right.
Yes.
Now before I fly there,
mm-hmm,
I should have some practice. So we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay.
All right, two more left.
All right.
All right. Here we go. This is Rob McKinnon.
Or if you're sitting in today or any other guest you might be there.
Sorry.
Hey, Pat and Pilar, if you're sitting in today or any other guest you might be there.
Hi.
This is Rob McKinnon in Little Britain, Ontario, Canada. Now, soul music is definitely not my bailiwick. So I did a little bit of research and I discovered that there was a Canadian soul group signed by Motown's Gordy Records in the 60s. And they had a top 30 hit on the Billboard Hot 100. The group was called Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. Apparently, one notable thing about them was that they were performing a show in Chicago where they had a local family act open for them. Taylor was so impressed with that group that he personally brought them to Detroit and introduced them to Berry Gordy. That group was the Jackson 5. Another fun fact about Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers is that the co-writer of their top 30 hit was the guitarist for the group, Tommy Chong. Yes, that Tommy Chong, future half of the comedy duo Cheech and Chong.
Who is it?
It's Dave.
Dave's not here.
The song is Does Your Mama Know About Me? And it's about the worries of a young black man who's dating a white girl. It reached number 29 on the main charts and number 5 on the R&B charts in 1968. So, please enjoy some Canadian Motown soul, and thanks for the opportunity for me to participate.
Dave's not here, man.
Will he be understanding? Or does he think the usual way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before.
All right, this has been a solid show.
It has.
We have one more song. It's going to be our play out. Everyone brought it.
Yes.
Everyone brought the soul.
They did.
I didn't fuck it up by playing like some Rod Stewart cover of some soul.
Yet.
I played it straight.
Okay.
And we have one more. But before we do that, now's your chance. I think we actually have enough for that On the Page episode. Do you wanna pitch it one more time in hopes that we maybe get one or two more people to participate?
Well, since you said it, yes. But
okay.
I'd love to start getting that going.
Okay.
So as soon as possible, we are looking for that line of dialogue, or even maybe it could be a little monologue. It's okay. Or a piece of dialogue. But I forget what it was now. We're going to do a dialogue episode for On the Page, my podcast. And what I love about what you all do is you find a snippet of something and then you talk about it. So if you want to find a snippet of dialogue from a movie or a TV show that you love and talk about it and also like record the snippet, that would be awesome.
So send the intro and the snippet.
Yes.
Like, for example, if you like Rocky V, you could send this snippet. if he dies, he dies. That's not Rocky Five, that's Rocky Four. And that was a terrible impression, and I'm going to cut that out.
No, don't cut it out.
If he dies, he dies.
Okay, you had to say it again.
If he dies, he dies.
Okay.
That's when Rocky fights a dumb guy. Yeah, if he dies, he dies. Hey, whatever, yeah. If he dies.
So, yeah.
I'm cutting all that out.
If anybody wants to just check out the On the Page podcast in general, I'm sliding toward episode 1,000. We are at 962
maybe.
Yeah, and you know, it's about screenwriting, but it also has maybe, you know, screenwriters from movies that you love, you know, that yeah. you can you know, sort of look around and see, like,
yeah, there might if you're not interested in screenwriting, there's still something to offer in this podcast.
Exactly. Check it out.
Yep. And you'll get to hear Pilar's voice. You don't drink on your podcast.
I don't.
But you're going to start.
I used to drink and that wasn't good. And then I stopped drinking and it's still not good. I am nowhere near the podcast host that Pat is.
I've stumbled over my words 500 times this episode.
No, not like I do. I stutter. I say, you know, I can't remember words. But my guests bring it. And I think the in-depth talk about movie writing keeps people listening.
All right. So check out the On the Page podcast. It's on Libsyn. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's everywhere. You can find it everywhere where your finest podcasts,
Spotify,
are served. Mm-hmm. And with that, I want to say one more time, you can follow us at Rock Solid Show on Instagram, at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. Go to go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And support the show if you'd like. There's lots of content over there, lots of things to see. And with that, we're going to let Mr. Kevin Clement do his intro, and we'll use his song as the playout song.
Wow.
So thank you, Pilar Alessandra.
Thank you, Pat Francis.
Thank you, Adolphs. And who's the woman I get to bang?
Lori Jordan.
Lori Jordan.
Yes.
I can't wait to look her up on Facebook tonight and then decide that I'm not going to do it.
Thank you, Lori Jordan.
Yes, Lori Jordan. We would have a little baby.
Oh, just keep going.
Want me to click play?
Yes. God.
I'm going to turn our mics off. Mm-hmm. Here's Kevin.
Guest and fellow rocks. Hello, Pat. Esteemed guest and fellow rock soliders. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana, calling in with my song for the soul episode. When I think of soul, I think of classic soul. And of course, one of my favorites is the Stax label. You had Booker T and the MGs, Isaac Hayes, Carla Thomas, Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, the Staple Singers, Bar Kays, the list goes on and on. But the song that I chose was actually from Eddie Floyd, song Knock on Wood. It was actually redone by Amy Stewart as a disco song, but I love the original soul song much better. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much, Pat, for all you do, and we'll talk with you later.
I'm talking. I'm drinking rum chata. Okay. Mm. Oh, something just happened to my headphones.